He has been a professional money manager for the last 18 years. He is a regular contributor to the Fox Business Channel and Bloomberg Radio. In addition to this, he is a regular contributor to TheStreet.com and MarketWatch.com. Now he's live here on the Wall Street Business Network. Here is Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Tuesday morning. It is April 8th. It's the April 8th live edition of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management in San Diego, California. Well, is this volatility over? Is this the beginning of a bear market? Is this still just a rotation in the market? We're going to take a look at all of these today. Do the best to give you the most precise analysis that I can possibly give you of what's going on in the market right now. I do see quite a bit of stabilization here today. We could use that, couldn't we? Little stabilization. We've got the S&P, it's up 40 cents, but that's a heck of a lot better than what it's been doing here recently. We even have the NASDAQ in the green right now. The NASDAQ is up by 9 points right now to 4,089. In my newsletter over the weekend, I said that the NASDAQ has risk down to the 3,900 to 4,000 area. Well, we're almost there. We're at 4,089, which again begs the question, is this the beginning of something big to the downside? We've got the Dow down 10 points at 16,235, but let's not forget that just 5 days ago, the Dow hit a new all-time high. So was that the top? Was that the ultimate top at that time? Well, I'll give you my opinion on that here in a moment. We have gold at $1,310. We've got crude oil at 101.17. We've got the euro at 1.38. And, of course, we've seen a little rally in the bond market, taking the yield back down to 2.70. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson. And, of course, the question on everybody's mind right now, after a sensational 2013 and after a very, very rocky start to 2014, are we now set up for a pending bear market? Did Janet Yellen turn the tide when she mentioned 6 months? Did Henry Waxman turn the tide when he rattled the sabers at the biotech stocks? At least from where I sit, for right now, and I reserve the right to change my opinion going forward, I don't see a bear market looming out there. Instead, I see a very vicious market rotation that has just taken place and continues to take place. This has been an extreme bout of volatility. But here's the good news so far. I don't see money leaving the market right now. I see money flowing from one area to another area. It's kind of like transferring money from your savings account to your checking account, or from your checking account back to your savings account. Your overall position has not changed, but there have been areas of the market that have been hit very, very hard. We talked about the biotech sector, which is down about 18% now from its high. And you know that I was in the process of backing out of the biotech sector when it went into spin mode. We've talked about the internet sector, in particular the social media sector, the Facebooks, the Yelps of the world, the TripAdvisors, which were flying high last year. And they got caught up in the biotech spin mode, and they started to sell off. And pretty soon, before you know it, they're down 16-17%. The healthcare sector, the drug stocks, the pharmaceuticals continue to sell off. But like I say, we're starting to see some stabilization here. And while that money's been leaving those high-flying sectors, I have not observed that money leaving the markets. Instead, I've observed that money going to other areas of the market. I don't know if I was one of the first guys to call this several weeks ago, but now I see everybody pretty much jumping on the bandwagon and saying this is not a market sell-off, this is a market rotation. Even though one well-known market newsletter writer and pundit, Dennis Gartman, is saying that he's left the market completely, he doesn't like what he sees, I still see a market rotation. And obviously, the big question is, if the money is leaving these hot areas of the market, where is it going? And I pointed out several places in the newsletter over the weekend. You can look through that newsletter. It went through some very thorough analysis of where the money's leaving and where the money's going. You can go to my website at pwstreet.com, and you can see where the receiving end of this money is. Mostly it's overseas right now. I now own several foreign stocks. I swore off foreign stocks 2 years ago, but I never said I would never buy a foreign stock again. Instead, I told you that there will come a time at some point in the future when foreign stocks are back in favor. Now, why would money be leaving the U.S. right now and chasing foreign stocks, emerging markets? Because our market was up 29% last year, while those markets were down 10 to 12%. Value has been created in the foreign markets, while value has disappeared from the American markets for now. Now, having said that, there were pieces and parts of the U.S. markets that were left behind last year. While most market guys like me were chasing the biotechs and the pharmaceuticals and the tech stocks, the internet stocks, we left behind the low P.E. stocks, the stocks that trade at P.E. ratios of 8 and 10 and 12 and even on up to 18. Those areas were left behind. So I also see money leaving the U.S. market, but just one neighborhood of the U.S. market, and moving to another area of the U.S. market, moving from the inner city to the suburbs, or moving from the suburbs to the inner city. The population hasn't changed, but the neighborhoods have changed, and the neighborhoods have changed dramatically. Now, the other question that people ask, will these areas that led the market last year pick themselves up by the bootstraps and start leading the market again? From where I sit, I don't see that happening. I see them stabilizing, and I see them at least starting to go sideways and finding bottoms right now, but I don't see them returning to leadership. I see going forward the leadership in the market coming from other areas of the market. Early indications are that the energy patch, the energy sector, companies that provide fracking sand, companies that do the fracking, companies that sell the equipment to do the fracking, companies that extract the oil out of the shale all over the world or from deep in the ocean. That's where money seems to be headed right now, at least one area, along with low P.E. high tech. Is there such a thing? Low P.E. high tech? There absolutely is. Look at a chart of Intel right now. Look at a chart of Qualcomm right now. Look at a chart of Microsoft. These big old lumbering stocks that have been left in the dust for the last 2.5 years are suddenly everybody's darling. Once again, why? Because they represent the value side of the market. The growth side of the market is high PE stocks that were in favor last year. This year, nobody wants to touch a high PE stock. Instead, low PE has become the new darling of the market. I love value investing. I really do. I don't like volatility in the market. I see my sheet of Prilosec is almost gone. I might have one or two left here. It's a time of extreme volatility, but you can't keep doing the same thing that you were doing last year. You got to change. You've got to rotate with the market. This is Bill Gunderson. When we come back, I've got a couple of examples of value stocks that are moving right now. We'll be right back.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to. And the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son and he admitted that the ads he saw in a honey magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? "With Be Safe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless Be Safe. Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak. That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
Hour, professional money manager Bill Gunderson. Well, if you didn't get the newsletter over the weekend, this would be a good one to check out. In fact, the last several weeks, ever since January of this year, I've been warning that the market was going to change at some point in time. You could just feel it in the air. And it started to change in late February, early March. Here we are about 4 or 5 weeks later after an extreme bout of volatility. And the market has basically turned upside down. And you can go back and look at the archives of the newsletters over the last several weeks. I write it every single weekend. You can go to my website at pwstreet.com, get a 4-week trial for the newsletter, which also gives you a look at the archives of the newsletters from the past. And you can see what I've been saying. I think I was pretty much way out in front of everybody else. Unfortunately, I got caught in that tail end of the spin mode, which Ms. Yellen and our friend from California, the congressman, Waxman, put the market into. But I've made drastic changes. I've gone in a completely different direction. The market stayed the same for 15 straight months, and then it completely started to rotate. And it's still rotating. It still hasn't really settled in yet. We're still in extreme volatility mode, but eventually the volatility will die down, new leaders will emerge, and the market will go on its merry way, I believe. I think this bull market still has legs. I don't think it's over after 5 years. I just think we've shifted into new innings, the late innings of an economic recovery. It's not a robust recovery. And it's not a recovery that has the Fed behind it anymore. It's now a recovery that's going to have to stand on its own 2 feet. And the market is dealing with it. And the market took the high PE stocks to the woodshed because it doesn't think that this market can support high multiples anymore. And the money's been gushing out of high multiples and the low multiples and out of the United States and into the foreign markets. Well, I'll tell you what, the app is being battle tested right now. You can check and see. For the last 15 months, I've been reporting to you. No change this week. No change this week. But I also said all along that at some point it's going to change, and boy, has it. Just take a look at the leading indexes in the world. It's no longer dominated by the United States. They're no longer dominated by the United States of America. Take a look at the leading asset classes now. Growth is now out of favor. Value is now in favor. Dividends are now in favor. Dividend-paying stocks, preferred stocks. And as it relates to the sectors of the market, look at the extreme changes in those sector rankings. No longer biotech, pharmaceuticals, tech sit at the top of the leaderboard. That changed several weeks ago. Look at the leaderboard now. You'll see a completely new set of leaders. You can go to my PC app. There's no excuse. You say, I don't have a smartphone, I don't have a tablet. If you've got a computer, you can go to the library, beststocksnowapp.com. That's beststocksnowapp.com, and you can look at the shakeup in the asset class rankings, the index rankings, and the sector rankings. It's been a big, big change. The market has finally changed. Let me give you an example of one stock that now fits the profile of stocks that we're looking for in this new market. This is a different market now, isn't it? This is not the same market. This is not your mother's market that we had in 2013. Let's go to Brazil. Sounds like a good idea. The World Cup's going to be there this year. A lot of good restaurants, I'm sure, down in Brazil. Don't know about the crime rate. I've heard some bad things about that. But there's a big chain of supermarkets, grocery stores, Companhia Brasileira, poor enunciation on my part, but they own 1,951 grocery stores under the Pau de Comprimem, Extra, Extra Electro, and Sendas names. So when you're in Brazil rooting for your team in this year's World Cup, make sure you stop in at a Pau de Comprimem, Extra, Extra Electro, and Sendas. It's a $13 billion market cap company. The last time I featured this stock, just to give you an idea of how long the foreign stocks have been out of favor, I featured this stock back on March 9th of 2012, 2 years ago, over 2 years ago. You can go back and watch my feature of that. I have not talked about this stock since then. Why? Because it fell out of favor. The foreign and international stocks fell out of favor. Now they're coming back into favor. CBD is the symbol, not a recommendation, an example of a stock that's in favor now. It currently is trading at 43 cents on the dollar of sales. Price to sales is 0.43. Price to book value is 2.65. Over the last 10 years, CBD has delivered 17% per year to investors, while the market's delivered just 5. Over the last 5 years, CBD has delivered 27% per year to investors, while the market's delivered just 17. Over the last year, however, this stock has poorly underperformed, badly underperformed the overall market. While the S&P, while the U.S. market was up almost 19% last year, CBD was down almost 10. That's created value. That's one of the reasons why money is flowing out of the United States and into foreign stocks, because there's value there. And if we take a look at the valuation right now on CBD, when I do the math, I come up with the stock that's worth $93 5 years down the road. The stock's currently trading at $49. And when I look at a chart of the stock, you can look for yourself. What we call that chart is a saucer pattern over the last 4 months. Not the UFO kind of saucers, but like a saucer, a dish, and then all of a sudden we see a breakout. That's a very powerful stock pattern. Out of 3,800 stocks that I follow in my Best Stocks Now app, CBD currently comes in at number 5. It also pays a little bit of a dividend for those of you seeking income. The dividend yield right now on Companhia Brasileira is 0.5%, negligible dividend. But these are the kind of stocks that are now in favor. This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
There's a child sitting on a hard metal chair, clutching tightly to the trash bag that holds everything she owns. She's there because her father abuses her, and her mother doesn't care. There are people all around her, but she's never been more alone. A social worker tells her not to worry, that they'll find a place for her soon, as she dials yet another number, this time to a group home. and then a shelter, and then a temporary housing facility. If she called you, would you make a place for this child? The Bear Foundation is a Christian foster care ministry, and our homes and families are made up of people just like you who, when called, answered yes. This is your call. Right now, there's a child or teen who's wondering, where am I going to live? Who will take care of me? You have the answer. Call the Bear Foundation today. For more information about Christian foster care, call 1-866-265-2476, 866-265-2476, or visit christianfostercare.org.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Laity Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to. And the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son and he admitted that the ads he saw in a hunting magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? "With Be Safe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless Be Safe. Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson. Well, is it time to learn some foreign languages in the market? I believe it is. You know what? I can remember early on in this five-year-old bull, I'm thinking like the second year. So we're talking March of 2009 was the beginning of this current five-year-old bull. I'm thinking about 2010, the springtime. The emerging markets, China, Latin America, they absolutely exploded to the upside. I'm telling you what, I'm watching China break out here. I saw Brazil. I tweeted the exact day that Brazil broke out. I believe that was 2 weeks ago. I'm watching Latin America, ILF breakout. And again, China, FXI. You know what? Is there anything wrong with investing in other areas outside of the United States? There's 3,800 different things in my database in the best stocks now, including all of the international markets. And in fact, if we look right now at the leading indexes in the world, okay, let's just go to beststocksnowapp.com because that's a nice big screen that even my eyeballs can see. And let's just click on sectors, okay, do this together here, and then let's just click on index rankings, and let's look at the leading indexes around the world right now, okay? What do you think they are? You think they're the United States of America still? Really? You think that the U.S. markets still lead? No, I'm seeing Latin America, I'm seeing Italy, I'm seeing Spain, I'm seeing Brazil. Where were these last year? At the bottom of the heap. Where are these this year? At the top. And the U.S. markets are way on down the line. Boy, how things can change so quickly. And I'm seeing completely different sectors beginning to emerge. The volatility is not quite over, but I am seeing quite a bit of stabilization here finally in some of these beleaguered sectors that have just been hammered. That's a good sign, but I don't believe that they're going to storm right back to leadership in the market again. I believe that it's going to be other areas that are going to lead the market the next phase of the bull. And it's not unusual as an economy that's been recovering, that's been in recovery mode, that's been on stimulus. It's not unusual to see the market move towards value when the stimulus is removed from the market. It just happened much more quickly than I had anticipated. Oh my gosh! It went from a very orderly rotation to spin mode. You know, that washing machine mode you kick in to get rid of all the water and all the liquids from your clothes so they're almost dry before you stick them in the dryer. That thing spins and spins and spins. It'll make your head spin, and that's pretty much what's happened in the market here recently over the last 4.5 weeks, 5 weeks. And where is that money going? Again, I don't see it leaving the market. I see it going to other areas of the market. It's chasing value. And this time it's gone beyond the borders of the United States, and it's seeking value in Brazil. It's seeking value in Mexico. It's seeking value in China. It's seeking value in Vietnam. It's seeking value in Indonesia, even in the Gulf states with the frontier markets, FM, which represent a lot of these growing markets, emerging markets that have been left behind. This is the year, in my opinion, for the international investor and the value investor, both of which I like doing a lot. I've kind of missed value investing for the last couple of years, and I've missed investing overseas in good value because the U.S. markets have completely dominated. Now, I think you catch my drift if you're a 401k investor, if you've got a 401k at work. I warned you a long time ago, it's time to shake up the 401k. You can't keep doing what you did last year. And in my newsletter, which you can get a 4-week trial at pwstreet.com, you'll see how I've completely shaken up the 401k mutual fund model portfolio that I publish every single week. You'll see how I've completely shaken up the exchange-traded fund model portfolio that I publish every week. And for those of you who have thrift saving plans and very basic choices in your retirement plans, you'll see how I've completely shaken that up over the last several weeks too. You can't keep doing what you did last year. And as it relates to individual stocks, well, there's a lot of Brazilian stocks, Canadian stocks, Mexican stocks, Chinese stocks that trade right here on the U.S. stock exchanges. Let me give you another example of a company where the money is moving right now. The energy patch right now is catching on a lot of these dollars that are leaving social media, leaving biotech, leaving pharmaceutical. One energy stock that looks very good right now, and it's one that I own at Gunderson Capital Management, is Canadian Natural Resources, CNQ. It's one of the biggest oil companies in Canada. It's a $43 billion company. They are engaged in oil and gas exploration and production in Western Canada, the North Sea, and West Africa. So they have some pretty good fertile territory that they cover. The company pays a little dividend, pays a dividend yield of, I believe, 2.1%. So it also qualifies, in my book, not only as a conservative growth stock, but also as an income and growth stock. Now, when we look at the particulars, I like to see value, I like to see performance, and I like to see a healthy stock chart. CNQ, Canadian Natural Resources, over the last 10 years has delivered 19.5% per year to investors. The market's delivered 5% per year. Over the last 5 years, however, the stock has slightly underperformed the market, and hence, that's been creating value in the stock. Over the last 12 months, the stock has started to take off again. It's up 31.6%, while the market's up 18.8%. The last time I featured this stock was never. This is the first time you're hearing it on the Best Stocks Now radio hour. In fact, the last time I sent out a tweet on this stock, and the only tweet I've ever sent out on this particular stock, was yesterday, when I sent out a tweet that said, I just bought CNQ in my conservative large cap account. Take a look at the valuation of the shares. It's currently got a trailing PE of 18.5. But it has a very favorable forward PE right now of just 12.1. Hence the value tag that I stick on the stock right now. Its price-to-sales ratio is 2.63. That's a big, big discount to the overall market. Its price-to-book value is 1.64. Again, a big, big discount to the overall market. When I compare that forward PE of 12.1 with its growth rate of 20.9, I get a stock that's trading at a steep discount to its growth rate. I get a PEG ratio of 0.58, and I get a five-year target price of about $62 per share with a dividend yield of 2%. Lastly, and this is what really caught my attention on the stock, besides it rising up in ranking in my Best Stocks Now system, it also has a very powerful stock chart right now. Just a quick lesson on stock charts. We've had some good ones here recently. You've seen what charts that are rolling over look like. You've seen what trend line breaks have looked like. And there are some stocks that have been in sideways trends that are suddenly breaking out to the upside. We're seeing it all right now in this market. We're seeing a lot more stocks rolling over, however, than stocks that are breaking out. But those stocks that are breaking out seem to have one thing in common, or a couple things in common. They seem to be low PE. They seem to be more natural resource or even large cap, and they seem to be international. This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com. Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Laity Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
There's a child sitting on a hard metal chair, clutching tightly to the trash bag that holds everything she owns. She's there because her father abuses her, and her mother doesn't care. There are people all around her, but she's never been more alone. A social worker tells her not to worry, that they'll find a place for her soon, as she dials yet another number, this time to a group home, and then a shelter, and then a temporary housing facility. If she called you, would you make a place for this child? The Bear Foundation is a Christian foster care ministry, and our homes and families are made up of people just like you who, when called, answered yes. This is your call. Right now, there's a child or teen who's wondering, where am I going to live? Who will take care of me? You have the answer. Call the Bear Foundation today. For more information about Christian foster care, call 1-866-265-2476, 866-265-2476, or visit christianfostercare.org.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak. That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management. You know, I wish I could remove all the volatility from the market, but I can't. There's going to be times of pain along the way. This bull market is now 5 years and 1 month old. What is that, 61 months? Began in March of 2009. And along the way, there's been some pain. There's been a lot of pain. But the bottom line is that the S&P 500 has gone from 666 to 800, 1,866. That's 1,200 points, okay? That's a lot of points, and that's a lot of value, and that's a lot of money that's been padded onto your 401ks. But from time to time, there's going to be some pain in the markets where you're going to suffer a 10 or 15% setback. I wish I could, have a crystal ball and know exactly when that thing is going to come and get everybody out and then move back in at the bottom. Instead, I rotate, I adjust as the market rotates. And when a trend is in place, I ride it for all it's worth. And there was a trend in place last year for 15 straight months. So all you had to do was be invested in the U.S. market. I mean, looking back, that's all you had to be invested in was the S&P 500. You would have made 29% last year. And I told you last year, no asset allocation, avoid the bonds, avoid the gold, avoid the emerging markets, ride this U.S. market for all it's worth. And we did. And we racked up some big gains last year. And then on January 3rd of this year, I put up a yellow flag. I wasn't ready to flee the market. I wasn't ready to sell my big winners yet. But I started banking profits. I started taking big profits. I started taking the stocks that had doubled or more than doubled over the last 15 months off the table. And I was busy moving into other areas of the market. And then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, comes a slip or a Freudian slip or an intentional slip by our Fed chair. And she can deny it all she wants, and she can try to put it back into the tube of toothpaste all she wants, but she slipped out the words that not only are we going to continue ratcheting back here on our bond buying program, otherwise known as the taper. See, the market had gotten used to the taper. It had come to live and accept the taper was underway. It slowed down the market over the last 6 months of last year. The market wasn't as fervent as it was the first 6 months of last year, but it was still doing okay. And the leaders were still the leaders, and they were still hitting new highs, and the market seemed to be okay with the taper. But when that hint of interest rate hike went out, it sent a shiver through the market. Now the market's got to deal with a little bit more than just a taper. It's got to deal with Fed hikes. Not only is the stimulus gone, but the brakes are being applied. Not yet, down the road, maybe 12, 18 months from now, but it's out there and it's looming. It's now a little dot on the horizon. You ever look out on the ocean and you see a little dot way, way out there? The problem is that over time, that little dot keeps getting bigger and bigger and closer and closer. And that's what we're now looking at in the market. We're looking at an eventual and unavoidable collision with an interest rate hike by the Fed at some point in time. Well, I'll tell you what, did Bernanke retire at the right time? Now, we don't really know if Bernanke retired, if it was, you know, a happy separation, or whether he was fired. We'll never know. Maybe Bernanke will write a tell-all book. I'm sure he's writing a book. Wouldn't you like to have the rights to his book about the financial crisis and the things that they did at the Fed and the inside discussions that went on with Bank of America and Countrywide and J.P. Morgan and the one that went down, can't think of it right now. There were so many in trouble. Well, you had Wells Fargo, you had Wachovia, you had Merrill Lynch in trouble, on and on and on. Lehman Brothers is the one I was trying to think of. That'll make for some great reading at some point in time. But he kind of got out right at the top, right? And now Yellen comes in. Boy, I'll tell you what, and that was one of the things that I was very afraid of. That was one of the biggest reasons I raised that yellow flag, was a change in the top at the Fed. And I've said all along, what will eventually bring this bull market to an end? It will be the Fed that will bring this bull market to the end. And, of course, an economy that once again grinds back towards recession. Well, we're not seeing that yet, but the market is very upset right now. Just when it had gotten used to dealing with the taper, now it's got the deal with a little dot, a little speck way out there on the horizon that seems to be getting closer by the day. It's called the Fed rate hike at some point in time. That changed a growth market into a value market almost overnight. It happened much more quickly than I could have ever imagined. I knew it was coming at some point in time, but the words coming out of Bernanke's mouth all along have been, you know, we're going to accommodate this thing as far as the eye can see. Well, guess what? Now the eye can see something out there. It's a little white speck. Is it a freighter? Is it an ocean liner? Is it just a little tugboat? Nevertheless, the market now sees it where it couldn't see it before, and that has changed the landscape of the market. Markets change. Things go in favor, things go out of favor. This five-year-old bull and five-year-old, one-month-old bull at some point in time will be over. I don't personally think that this is it. I think we got another couple years to go. But it's going to be different areas that are going to lead this market going forward. That's why it's important. Stay tuned to the show every day. Subscribe to the podcast. Get the newsletter, even the free newsletter. Every weekend goes over all of this, what I'm talking about. It just doesn't get into the individual stocks. Get the app. Even the free version of the app will keep you in the right areas of the market. The PC version, beststocksnowapp.com. I'm 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com to get the newsletter. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.